matters arising, three matters arising. One is reference paragraph 2.1 to the design competition. We're going to have a paper and presentation on that later in the agenda. Secondly, Vincent, paragraph 6.8, paragraph 6.8, Vincent suggested that just as in the case of HEC, the list of harbourfront proposals be made available to the task forces and regularly updated. And in fact, that's already in train. But updated lists will be tabled at the meetings of the task forces in future, just so we know what's happening within each of the terrain, if you like, of each of the task forces, and those will be kept regularly up to date. Very useful source of reference. Then finally, paragraph 716. If you remember, we've had a series of presentations from MTR who are making ample use, if I may put it that way, of the waterfront for their various works, and we did suggest to them that they, in terms of their wider responsibility, they might think about how they might engage in some compensatory or amelioration works, and they agreed to take that back to senior management and have done so. But obviously we will be watching with interest as to what they suggest by way of initiatives. Certainly they're occupying a great deal of the waterfront and are going to do, as we heard, in some cases till 2019. So I think we do look to them to make some sort of gesture in return, I think. And then paragraph 8.6, which is the remaining item arising from the previous minutes. This is the whole issue of what's going to drive us in terms of performance measures and objectives in the future, and there's a paper on that under item 7. So that's matters arising. Any other matters arising that members would like to raise? Thank you.